My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Delegate Nick Freitas, who is also a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in the Old Dominion. We want to get his thoughts today as the House of Delegates, which is still narrowly controlled by Republicans, approved Medicaid expansion, something Republicans in Virginia had fought against vigorously for the past 4 years. And Delegate Freitas, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much, Greg.
Well, the Republicans in Richmond fought Governor Terry McAuliffe, the former governor who just left office about a month ago, over Medicaid expansion for 4 years. Now, with a much narrower majority, Republicans, including the House Speaker, are ready to make a deal with the new Democratic Governor Ralph Northam. So what's your reaction to this shift by your own party here?
Well, it's frustrating. I certainly understand where the Speaker and other members are coming from with respect to being concerned that a full expansion is in the works. And so their attitude is we've got to do something first in order to make sure that we get certain provisions in there that Republicans have asked for in other states. We just voted on the House floor today, actually, and unfortunately it did pass. With 31 Republicans voting against it. So it was actually a minority of Republicans in the House delegates that voted for the Medicaid expansion within the budget. I gave my remarks on it. Quite frankly, I think this is bad, not only from a fiscal standpoint, which we tend to focus on a great deal, but I think it's bad also when you look at the underlying problems with respect to Medicaid, that this is a program that is failing people, not just from a fiscal standpoint, but it's actually failing people with respect to the quality of health care that it's supposed to be able to provide. And quite frankly, I don't think any of us should be shocked by that. That's what happens when a government attempts to micromanage a program.
Let's follow up on a couple of the points you just made, sir. Republicans, as you just said, at least the ones in favor of this, it sounds like there's about 20 of them, say that this version would be better than what else would come down the pike, as you said. But this one includes work requirements, and they claim even the ability to reverse course if the federal dollars somehow dry up here. So what's your reaction to that rationale?
Well, I think that you can make a reasoned argument that something worse could come. The question is how complicit do you want to be in the end product? And in this case, I just don't think there's a good way to expand Medicaid, period. It's certainly something I had to vote against and couldn't support. I think with respect to the what they call the kill switch, which is to say that if the federal dollars dry up, then the program goes away. If we don't have the will to prevent a bad program from expanding, I don't see how we're going to have the will to suddenly kick off hundreds of thousands of people that we've made dependent upon that program once it's gone into play. So I'm just skeptical of whether or not the reasons that were listed for why we should support this type of expansion was justifiable.
Why the assumption that something worse would happen if this didn't happen? Republicans still control both chambers, even though they're tight margins. This would suggest that there are Republicans ready to vote for something worse.
Well, and again, I think that's a fair assessment. I do believe that there were some Republicans that were willing to vote for a full expansion. And so the compromise that was struck between the Democrats and some Republicans was that they would be able to get a partial expansion, setting in certain safeguards that other states have done in the hopes that that would be a more palatable position to take. And again, I respect the fact that some of my colleagues, we obviously differ on this, but I think that this is going to prove to have been a very, very bad decision.
Expand on what you said a little bit earlier about what people are actually getting with Medicaid in Virginia. We just talked a little while ago with Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, who's added the work requirements to Medicaid in his state. He wasn't governor when they went through the expansion. But his point is essentially that people with no coverage really aren't all that worse off than people with Medicaid, given the fact that it's hard for Medicaid recipients to get access. And when they do, it's obviously not that great of care. So what do you know about what's happening in Virginia as to whether it's consistent with what he's seeing in Kentucky or it's something different?
So we obviously haven't expanded the new program yet, so we haven't experienced some of the biggest problems that we can expect once expansion takes place. But I think that when you see what has happened in Oregon, we see a very, very robust example of a number of, since Oregon did an expansion through a lottery, you see a number of people that qualified that got Medicaid and a number of people that qualified that did not get Medicaid. And the overall result of the study was that there was less than a 2% overall physical health benefit. Not to mention the fact that certain things like emergency room visits actually shot up. They didn't go down, which was one of the things that we've all been promised.
Virginia Delegate Nick Freitas, also a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in Virginia. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.